Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, family. Welcome to the Black Womaniverse.
This is your host, Goddess Seek Wisdom. How y'all doing out there today? We have a very special guest coming on today, Naj. He's going to speak about The Black Woman is God, the cosmic study. And before we get into that, we want to pay honor and reverence to our ancestors. And so I'm just going to say my aye for all of our ancestors. And we're going to go ahead and get into our guest today. Brother Naj, how are you?
How you doing, Queen?
I'm good. Let's see. So much we're going to try to cover today. Could you just give us a brief introduction? You know, who are you? What is the cosmic study? Just get into that for us so we can go ahead and get started today.
Sure, no problem. Let me thank you from the outset, Queen, for having me on. You are one of the powerful sisters who are definitely doing the work and trying to resurrect our Black Queen Mother. Just a couple lines about me. You know, I live in St. Louis. I'm married, and that's basically it. You know, there's no like thunder roaring situations about me. The book that I wrote is entitled Orhima, The Cosmic Study, and basically it's a book that's can be divided up into two sections, a sort of dismantling for the first part and a reconstruction in the second part. And the main thesis of the book, though, is that I deliver the information to our people with over 350 resources that all of the personas in Cosmic Kemet, what I term Cosmic Kemet, had only Black females. There were no brothers yet in existence.
Wow.
During this time.
Wow, no brothers. So, you know, we hear about Seti, we hear about Akhenaten. I know personally what my opinion is when I first came across some of the pictures of Akhenaten. You know, can you get into a little of the information in reference to Akhenaten specifically?
Sure, no problem at all. Akhenaten actually... I guess you're going to make it easy for me today.
We're going to start it off easy for you.
Okay, good. Sister Akhenaten is actually the easiest persona for us to comprehend that she is a sister. I mean, you look at the photos, you don't see any photos with her that does not reflect a Black feminine body. Mm. Now, what happens is that there are distortions and illusions played on our mind based off our readings that convinces us that this is a male. But if you really just wake up, you know, and, you know, so to speak, and just look at her breast, look at her beautiful hips, look at so-called Queen Nefertiti, the one who's on the throne also, and also the so-called children of the two that's sitting on their lap. Everybody has the same body, Queen. So now all we have to do is use logic. If all of these personas have the same body, then how is it that it's only one that is considered male? And then the one that they're telling us is male, they can't explain it away to, you know, to everybody that way, so they have to start introducing other variables and saying, well, this particular persona has a disease.
Mm.
This particular persona was maybe homosexual, a drag queen, and things of that nature. You know, asinine things like that. So actually, to answer your question in brief, Akhenaten is the most easiest persona because all you have to do is look. All you have to do is look.
Okay, we have a question in the chat room in reference to why did you say so-called queen when you referenced Nefertiti?
Good question. And that wasn't a disrespect. The reason why I said that, good question, is because in our next book, because the book we wrote now is level one, and level two, I'm going to try to gear away from using these names that we use, because that's part of our entrapment. Names like Akhenaten, Ramesses, Seti, Happy. All of these names were not created by us. So that's why I said so-called. It's not created by us. These are names that are created by people outside our bloodline.
Okay, so you're saying Europeans created the name Nefertiti and Akhenaten?
Not only Europeans, and that's another problem with us too. I mean, you're banging on the good questions today. Europeans are not the only so-called Egyptologists. You have Arab Egyptologists that a lot of our black scholars don't like to condemn. You have Japanese so-called Egyptologists that our black scholars don't like to condemn. We don't have to get off that trip by thinking only European is the only group that is distorting the image of our Queen Mother, because that's not the truth.
Okay. So I guess the same person in the chat room wants to know, so what would you suggest that we call them if we don't refer to them as Nefertiti and Akhenaten and Ramesses?
I suggest you call them the origin is of an African or I should say, because I hate using the term, a name from Al-Kabu land. This is the name actually of Orhema. Orhema is a Ghanaian term which means Queen Mother.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, that's
that was
I mean,
my next question. You answered that. I was going to ask you, what did Orhema mean?
Yeah, it means it's a distinctive high honor, and it means Queen Mother. But to also answer that question in a different way, Queen, we can also, you know, like you and the rest of the sisters, we need to go to the sisters to find out what your names were. Now, I confer a lot with, a lot of the queens, and what I'm actually hearing from them, and to me this is very interesting, is that some of them instruct me that a lot of the names we won't even ever get to know, you know, because it's secret, they tell me. And that makes sense to me. It's secret. So basically I would say that we consult with black women and find out about these names of your original sisters in the in your system.
Okay. All right. I do have a few more questions, but I am going to open the line up for one of my co-hosts, Sister Magic. So, Sister Magic, let us know if you have any questions or comments for Brother Naj. And anyone who wants to call in, the number is 646-716-7675. If you are not listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, come on over. www.blogtalkradio.com/blackwombniverse. All right. Let me take a look at the chat room and see what's going on, if anyone has any other questions. Okay. So how did you come to research the Black Woman is God? How did that come about?
It came about, actually, I was, my wife and I, we were going to write a book about electromagnetism. That was the original plan. We were actually going to write that. That's been in the works, actually, for several years. And the information that kept coming up had always been pointed towards black women. You know, no matter what branch of information that we go off into, it would always be connected to the black woman. And so after one of the trips that I had made to Al-Kabu land, specifically in Kemet, after having spent a lot of time in the temples, I came back. And I don't know, things just started being different. I just started seeing, you know, reading different books and listening to different lectures in a whole new different realm. you know, I just started seeing the energies and the life force, the cosmic force of black women in everything there is, you know, and it's not like a type of, you know, hype or motivational type thing. It's just literally, I mean, like electromagnetic waves, you know, it's light, it could be sound, it could be vibrations or frequency, and all of that can be connected to black women if you even believe the myth of Kemet about the sun being Aset / Isis, although some say that she was the moon, but others like Godfrey Higgins and Anacalypsis, he believes that it was she was the sun. But, you know, just, I mean, anything you connect it to, like life, is the black woman. The first life, the black woman. Divinity is the black woman. You know, it's interesting, too, is that it's like now, you know, on my website, blackwomanisgod.com, I have a section there that is like a daily devotional. And a couple of days ago, I had, and this is still connected to the question, I had stopped placing little tidbits, if you will, in the daily devotional, like the black woman is this or the black woman is that, because it's like, I mean, I could continue to do that, but it's like, you know, it's like you're everything. So now, instead of doing that for right now, until I think of a different plan, I just have there the black woman is. And this is not even, like I say, this is not like a hype type situation. Even European science, if those who need to hear that, justifies that the black woman is the oldest being, human being, in this dimension we call Earth. And that should be celebrated. And if, you know, it's like if they can admit that, if that's the type of information that's true, and we know that, I mean, that's, I mean, everybody should just be jumping up and down and being like, that's deep. We need to really study this. We really need to study, you know, the situation as far as we can, how the black woman was the first being in this existence. So focusing more on the black woman as we begin to see more various photos and to critique different informations and whatnot.
Okay. Now, in the study you did, I want to make it clear for everyone, because sometimes we have people who do research and they don't necessarily go over and take their own pictures. They utilize resources from other people and not use their own primary research in the field. So just for general purpose, did you personally go over to ancient Kemet or Kemet and take your own pictures and do your own research? How did you get some of the graphics and some of the information that is in your book?
I'm telling you, and I'm not just saying it. It's a good question. I mean, absolutely. The last time I went there, I believe it was 31 days. Now, in Kemet. So to answer your question straight out, yes, I've been to Kemet. Last time I was in Al-Kabulin, in Kemet, I spent 31 days. Now, but in some pictures in the study, though, some pictures in the study, I still utilize several photos off of the internet. Okay, but 99.9% of the photos that I took personally with my camera when I was in Kemet. So,
wow.
And also the videos that I have with the study package of the various temples, I also took those too. So yes, of course, I took my own, because I definitely understand the question, because somebody could say, you know, how in the world can you critique this, especially with such a prolific argument that you're making that there were no male personas in Kemet during a certain time. But at the same time, though, Queen, there must come a time when we as a people must get away from that particular mindset. You know, although I've been there, you know, And, you know, I've seen it, and I've, you know, been to the motherland several times. The thing is that doesn't mean, though, those who have not been there cannot make a valid argument for whatever thesis they may be advancing. So, because that's a European concept in terms of, you know, to try to negate your research. Well, you've never been there before. How can you speak about it? Now, some of that is valid. In other words, it depends on how you do your research. If you can do your research to a certain level and advance your argument and it's tight, then, you know, you should be respected on that. And only a hater would come and say, well, you never been to commit in the first place. But if this individual, this sister, brother has his research together and it's tight and it's consistent with those who have been, then it's all legitimate. So the point I'm making is that we, although I've been, so nobody can throw that against me, you know, and I haven't just been to commit. You know, if we want to start throwing out where have you been, but, you know, I still do not look down upon those who have not, and they still got some tight research.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see.
Yeah, I know it's probably pretty quiet now. It's a Sunday. Everybody just getting up. So I totally understand that. I totally understand.
All right. Sister Magic, did you have a question? Brother Nas, did you hear Sister Magic?
Oh no, I didn't even know she was on the phone. I can't hear no one but you.
I don't know. All right, hold on 1 minute. Wow, we have a switchboard full of questions. Let me get to a caller with area code 253. State your name and where you're calling from.
Charlene, and I'm calling from Washington State. I have a question.
Charlene, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. What's your question or comment?
I have a question. I have an 18-year-old son, and he's very sensitive, but how do I teach him about these things with him being where he is?
Is that for me, sister?
Yes.
Okay. Your 18-year-old son. How deep would you say that you're into? Are you into commit, sister?
Yes, I'm just now getting into it. I've been into about a year or so.
Okay, because that is a real age to create that brother into a warrior. Well, I tell you, you know, if you let me give you if the queen. Seek wisdom, if I can give myself a plug, if you go to blackwomanisgod.com, it's like it's a think tank, and you can at least get him started in terms of trying to see how we brothers need to begin to worship the black woman.
Okay.
So, actually, I would just say, you know, I don't know where his mind is right now, but it's important that he knows how to respect and worship. And I'm not just saying worship in terms of a slogan terminology. And that's why I was asking you, how deep are you into it? Because I go so far to say that we need to kneel to our queens before we go to work in the morning. So I'm not talking about a slogan.
Okay.
So I would definitely advocate that.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks for
the
question.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Sister Magic, are you on the line?
Yes, can y'all hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay. My question is, since most of us have learned that, I know you're all about Kemet, but since most of us have learned that most of the stuff from Kemet actually came out of Nubia, did you do any research regarding that?
Absolutely. I got that in the studies. It's a full comprehensive study. Another good question. Now, let's deal with that. Nubia, Kemet, Algiers, and all of the surrounding nations or countries around Kemet. Now, you have to, and this is why we need to go back further. Now, you're saying Nubia, right? And a lot of people are under the impression that these were separate entities. That's what it catches at, sister. So, and there's no such thing as a Nubia. There's no such thing as a Kemet. There's no such thing as a Zimbabwe. There's no such thing as a the Congo. There's no such thing as all of these. These were constructions, concepts that were given, imposed upon us by people outside our bloodline. So when you talk about Nubia, okay, and somebody else talks about Kemet, and then you'll hear some of us say, well, Nubia was older than Kemet. They were the same entity. And if you look at the reliefs, the carvings, now I didn't travel to quote unquote Nubia. Somebody can say, oh, I got him, we got him, right? I didn't travel to Nubia. But if you look at the carvings from Nubia, the Queen Candace and whatnot, the lion with the serpent, so-called serpent body, these are all the same pictorials that are found in Kemet. These nations were not warring against one another. These are all lies. And the reason why we're calling it Nubia, like I said, that's an excellent question. The reason why we're calling it Nubia is because we're stuck in ancient times. There were three different times that you all created as black women. There was cosmic times, there were ancient times, and there were modern times. You're dealing with ancient times. Go back to cosmic times, and you won't find the nation of Al-Kubulan being separated and distinctive in the different parts that it is now.
Okay. And just for the listeners, when you say Al-Kubulan, you're speaking of the continent that we know as Africa.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay. Sister Magic, did you have any other questions right now?
Not at this point.
All right. I'm going to keep you on the line, though, and I'm going to go to another caller that we have, a caller from 863 area code. State your name and where you're calling from.
I'm just listening.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening, sister. And we have a Skype caller, I believe. Could you state your name and where you're calling from?
Pastor Flowers.
Hi, Pastor Flowers. How you doing?
Hi, you sick wisdom.
I am that. Great.
Great. And hello, young man.
How are you, Queen Mother?
Blessed. I was just listening to all this, and I like to put my two cents in it.
Absolutely.
How about that mostly everything that we are studying is not true?
Mm-hmm.
All of it's not.
Mm-hmm.
All of it was made.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not how we communicate it.
Exactly.
And so all of it's manufactured. That's why nothing's complete in it. It's all circles. But basically,
I'm sorry.
No, you
go ahead. I was going to say, I totally, you know, it's like what you're saying is the essence. I can save you some money, anybody who wants to buy the study. I'm basically proving what you're saying right now. We've
mm-hmm.
been told a lot.
And I know.
And how, yeah, exactly. And how one can determine it.
And it's
now,
not in a book.
Right, exactly. Now, how one can determine, though, that if what they're believing, like you're saying, and I agree with you, that it is a lie, is if the particular individual attempts to stray away from making the black woman the focal of their analysis. If anybody tries to make the black woman not the focal of their analysis, and I'm not talking about black women and white women and Asian women and Chinese women, if you're not specifically talking about the black woman as the focal of your analysis, you are believing and preaching a lie. So I totally agree with you.
Basically, when we like to use European, that's just an excuse. And how about it might have been something defective when she made her sons. And they basically, it's scattered throughout different religious thoughts, and religion in and of itself isn't totally bad, but it's been used bad. Anything can be used bad. Religion literally just meant culture in a way. But when things got out of order, it became something else. But in the Bible, it talks about Lucifer, and it says that he thought he was as beautiful as God. And then it jumps around in other parts, and it says that Satan is the god of this world, and that being true. But it's a lot of, they played a lot on words. The way to know goddess is you can't get there any other way than worship.
Exactly.
And once worship, then she'll speak.
Exactly.
No other way.
And so, I mean, that's beautiful.
The rest of it is just head knowledge. But you have
exactly.
You have to worship her.
And this is why I say, Queen Mother, this is why I say that the conscious brothers, those with the, you know, you got the Christians with the big 40-ounce Bibles.
Mm-hmm.
You got the brothers with the 40-ounce volumes of so-called ancient comedic knowledge. But this is why I say that we brothers need to move away from sloganizing and bow down and worship the black woman, literally. Because that's the only way, I believe, that, like you say, that you're going to speak to us. I mean, we can do it with Allah 5 times a day towards the east.
Mm.
We can do it towards their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ whenever they feel the need to do it. Okay? And I'm talking about these particular individuals, these particular brothers who have stepped out of those belief systems and into consciousness. If you no longer believe in the power of Allah, if you no longer believe in the power of Jesus Christ, your former Lord and Savior, you still have someone to worship. It's still based off a worship system.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why we should kneel. And for the record, I always like to say this, you know, with all due respect, I'm not saying that every sister should be bowed to, you know, but that's a whole nother different, you know, issue that, you know, if you want to deal with it, we can deal with it. So I'm not saying every sister is ready to be bowed to. I'm saying those who, like yourself, Queen Seek, and the rest of you sisters who are on that level, needs to be bowed to. It's a humbling thing. Yeah.
I need to say this. You have to worship all sisters. There is no, the sisters that are out here that you don't think need to be bowed to is showing the other side of the goddess. All sisters must be bowed to. All sisters. every last one of them. And to teach your sons about goddess, you have to go back and reteach anatomy, because you have to show him the anatomy from the woman's perspective. Because, as I said, a lot of people feel offended by this, but a woman has the penis and the vagina. She's still there intact. And you must teach anatomy the right way. And that's the one thing they want to wait to teach children later on down the line. But that needs to be taught from ages 1 to 2 up. And you have to teach everything. That means that we have to learn about our own anatomy again, because everything, there is nothing that's not goddess in all things, cosmic, everything. Even in Allah, because it was Alet. Even in Jesus, because that was her too. She isn't hidden like we think. She's really there. See, she's a mother. A mother will never hide herself from her children. Now, the children might not know that that's the mother, because the children are astray, but she's there. You know, it's kind of hard for me to explain on this program, but believe me, she's there, and all you have to do is talk to her. Father is a fat her, which is a pregnant woman. She is there. You can't hide her. They didn't hide her.
See,
they just not saying it's her.
See, Pastor Files, we're going to have you come back to talk about fat her. I'm going to place you back on hold, Pastor Files. I'm going to keep you on the line. I have some more questions, and we're going to go on break in a brief second, but we will come right back to you, because I'm pretty sure you have some more comments and or questions. All right. Let me take a look at the chat room. There was a question in the chat room. Let me see. Okay, I have to scroll up and look for the. Okay, there it is. Brother Naj, the question is, when was cosmic time, and how does he know what dates we should assign to each time dimension he speaks of?
Another good question. I will be reluctant to offer a timeline in terms of dates, because once again we're dealing with the construct of people who are outside our bloodlines and who use these times to confuse us. But how if you want to get a grasp of how I'm defining it, is you can actually look at how modern science is defining how they measure distances from planet to planet. One of the systems they use is called light years, and basically you can just look at light years as the measurement. Because the distances are so far, you can't measure it, of course, in inches or miles or whatnot. So they use it with time and light, the time that the so-called time, quote-unquote, that light travels to one particular spot to another. Now, if you measure, they say that the sun, so-called sun, is 93 million miles away from the planet Earth. Now, if we assume that is to be true, although they wouldn't consider that to be a light year, that is a heck of a distance. 93 million miles away. Now, if you take that, and my math may be off just a little bit, so don't nobody try to hold me down completely to these figures I'm about to bring out. But if you're driving in your hoopty at 55 or 60 miles per hour from the planet Earth to the sun, it'll take you about 250 or 300 years to get there. All right? Now, what is that saying? That's saying that by the time you get to the sun and back to planet Earth, you done crossed two dimensions. You crossed into a dreamland. what you do when you go to sleep, what we call dreams. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that this is the distance. This is the existent time, quote unquote, that black women have been into existence. Most of us scholars and most of the students of the scholars, we only study, you just think about it, we only study ancient times when the brothers came along.
Okay.
Cosmic time. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
Okay. No, well, cosmic times is just when, cosmic time is identified as just when sisters were in existence and when the monuments were.
I think that is what the person in the chat room, when they clarified their question, he indicated,
okay.
Well, I don't know if it's a male or a female, but I was, the comment in the chat room, I was asking how does he know cosmic time even existed?
Right. Okay, so,
about to speak about the actual cosmic
right.
and things of that.
Right, exactly. The cosmic times. Cosmic times may be defined as when there were only black women, and I stress black women, because we have some of our sisters, unfortunately, who like to throw every other woman into this mixture. Shoot me however times you want to shoot me, whatever gun you want to shoot me with, but only black women can be gods. Cosmic times are when there were only black women in existence. When the carvings were constructed. This is why there's no such thing as a Ramesses or a Seti or a Hapi or any of these other personas that you're seeing in these figures. Imhotep was a sister.
Mm.
She was the first great doctor. Think about it.
Mm.
The first great doctor.
Sisters are normally the ones that heal and nurture.
Exactly. That's why I said.
And enforce justice, quote unquote, law.
I mean, all you have to do is just think. That's what I'm saying. You have to think about it logically, and then think about how the scholars that we listen to and who have adopted these other philosophies have just, you know, with all love, they've got some of it wrong. You know, the woman is the first healer. So how in the heck can Imhotep, a male, come along and heal when they telling us that Imhotep, well, he was the first healer. The first healer is the mama. The first teacher was the mama.
Indeed.
It all makes sense, but it not only makes sense, just look at the carvings.
Hmm.
And we can get deep with that, but let me finish this last one if you're going to take a break so I can go through. We define cosmic, just the sisters
okay.
during that time. Ancient times is when we, the brothers, were brought into existence by y'all. That's ancient times. That's where most of the studies take place. Then, of course, there is modern times when we have a rainbow coalition, Rodney King, we can all get along. So you got three types of time, cosmic, ancient, and modern.
Wow. Well, one other quick question before we go on to break.
Okay.
Person in the chat room mentioned there was no such thing as a saw either. It's all a myth. What is your comment in reference to that?
Praise be to whoever that person was, because I love talking to people like that, because my book, the study that I have, is really not for beginners. It's kind of like for people geared towards, specifically more towards the sisters who are at an advanced level, you know, who's ready to get out of that that patriarchal mindset. Now, in consequence to what the beautiful person said in the chat room, this is what Wallace Budge said about a saw. Okay? Now, and be mindful that really there is really no analysis of a saw without Wallace Budge and Plutarch. Plutarch is a Greek writer. But one of the modern writers is Wallace Budge, who we all know everybody be quoting. But this is what Wallace Budge said about Osiris. Just one of the quotes. Just one of them. Or Osiris. He says this. He says that in his book, Osiris, The Egyptian Religion of Resurrection,
He says, in quote, in no text do we find any connected history of the god Osiris. And nowhere are stated in detail the reasons why he, Asar, assumed his exalted position as the judge of souls, or why for about 4,000 years he remained the great type and symbol of resurrection. That's what Bud said. Bud is basically saying, y'all, we really don't know who Asar is. We don't know how he became exalted. We don't know how everybody that made him out to be a man, because we really don't have any information on Bud. And I would have to actually read you more quotes by him to show you he's saying, but we still going to just say it was true because somebody said it was true. And let me, when you come out for break, let me tell you what he said about Aset in relation to Asar that we don't even read about. Blow your mind.
You must have just cosmically received that message from me, so... I was about to ask.
Because I am your student. Of course.
All right.
I am your student. Of course I've received that message from you. You are the first teacher.
Well, you will not get any argument from me there, brother.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, you mentioned the sisters were the healers, so we're going to go on break and we're going to play a very healing song.
Okay. I'll be here. Coming to you loud and clear. Like your brain, everyone's attention.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. That was Erykah Badu with Healer. I hope some of y'all listened to some of the words in that song. I personally think that some of those words in that song, as well as some of her other songs and lyrics, resonate with the time and space that we're in right now. Brother Naj. Brother Naj, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm here, Queen. I'm here.
That's all right.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. You said you wanted to speak about Offset in relationship to Osar. And before you get into that, I think my question may have something to do with what you're about to say. So I'm going to go ahead and present my question.
Okay.
What about those 13 or 14 pieces of Osar and about the obelisk?
Okay. What do you mean specifically about the obelisk? What is your question?
Well, it said in a lot of the things that we are taught that the obelisk was a symbol of the resurrection of Osar.
And that's the phallus, right?
Right, the phallus. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like I said, we banging today. Okay, we hitting on some good questions. Now, the 13 feet, I believe it was 72 pieces that the so-called brother had been torn up into, and actually I believe it's two different versions of it by a couple of the earlier scholars, the Greek scholars. But the pieces, well, let me go back a little bit.
Okay.
Remember what I just said, that everybody has to remember that basically, the story, the mythology, and I don't kick the mythology of Asar and Aset per se, because I do agree with our dear scholar, brother Dr. Henry Clark, may he rest in peace, in the other world, when he says that, he even used the Bible, for example. He said if the story is maintained or articulated to serve a positive purpose, he doesn't necessarily see anything wrong with it. So I agree with that to a certain extent, you know. And he was talking about, you know, stories of the Bible, but with the mythology of Kemet, I can apply the same thing to our dear scholar about, I don't want to seem like I'm just really, you know, bashing the mythology of our set and our song. But first, we just have to know that it didn't exist. You know, it's good to, like, if you want to make a point, you want to make an analogy, you know, you want to throw some info in there to make a comparison and contrast, you know, it's good to go ahead and advance that. You know, I do the same thing, you know. But at the same time, I know it didn't exist. So keep in mind that this story, one of the main people was Plutarch, who actually wrote, now, like I say, he's not the main one, but he's one of the main ones, the key people who everybody used. They based their information about the story, the myth, on Plutarch's account. Now, Plutarch gave his version of the story about Arset and Osar. You know, Osar was tripping. He went to this party that Set supposedly had. Set was hating on him because Set wanted to hook up with Arset. Arset wasn't having it. So Set wanted to get rid of Osar, so he made this casket, this box or whatever, said whoever can fit in it, you know, we'll give this box to whoever can fit in it. So Asar, it's his turn now to get into this box. So he gets in it. The box is closed. It's shut down. They throw some metal liquid over there, throw it into the Nile. Aset comes along as the wife, long-suffering, looking for her brother man, crying in tears, and finds the body. Puts the body back together again like Humpty Dumpty, right? I'm trying to go, like, really fast so I don't have to tell a long version. Now, when
good point on the Humpty Dumpty part.
Yeah, so when she puts Humpty Dumpty back together, when she put a sword back together, right? Now, see, this is what you need. This is what we need to think. Now I'm about to answer your question about the obelisk and the phallus. Because I know somebody's thinking out there, well, what about the phallus that they see? You know. So, think about this. Aset finds a sword's body, 72 pieces, puts it back together. All right? Puts his body back together. For one thing, you ask yourself, if a sword is so powerful, if he's so strong,
why can't he put himself back together?
Not only that, Queen, how come he get in the freaking box in the first place? But that's another story. We don't want to deal with that. It seemed like we want to put our powers of logic and reason to the side. But, okay, the sister puts the brother's body back together, right? And then she brings the town together. It says, y'all, this is the body of a saw. See, this is the beginnings, the workings, the mechanics of patriarchy.
Mm.
She puts the body back together and brings the whole town together and say, come over, party over here, y'all. It's over here. This is what's going to happen now. Y'all see the body of this man? We are all going to start reverencing his penis. Because she didn't find a penis. She had to do a makeshift penis. Now think about this. She put his body back together, but had everybody beginning to start worshiping this dude's penis. Now, I can understand if you're going to put this brother's body back together, and you can just say, okay, I'm going to roll with patriarchy for a minute.
And
all
just
right.
If I'm following you correctly, you're just speaking from the storyline, not what actually happened, right?
Well, this is what they're saying happened. Yeah,
right.
I'm not saying this happened. Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
This is the mythology. This is the mythology according to Plutarch. This is the mythology, good question, Queen. This is the mythology towards Bulge and the rest of the recent modern scholars and, of course, some of the scholars now in the 21st century who
right.
got their...
You're speaking that this story is from ancient times and not cosmic times when the women
exactly.
built everything and did the carvings and the medunetra and things of the
exactly.
like.
Exactly. Everybody's getting their information on this particular story from Plutarch. Like I say, he's not the only one, but he's the main. You know how you have some witnesses to of some other conversations, not witnesses to the event, because don't nobody trip off that neither, because Plutarch was not witness to the event. If you read his dialectic with on Osiris and Isis, he never says he witnessed anything. It's all second, third, fourth hand accounts. What I was told, Plutarch says. But anyway, let me go back. He says that Isis says. He says that the queen says, everybody come together. And I want y'all to start worshiping a sword's penis. So this is where you get the festivals that you hear Herodotus talks about when he went to commit. He said he saw these big, long phalluses in the streets. Granted, he may have been telling the truth, but they were tricked. They were fooled. They didn't get the right information. It's not the sister's fault that y'all done picked up on the wrong thing. Now y'all doing the wrong ceremony. And incidentally, this is where all the festivals, like the annual festivals or whatever around the world have arisen from that particular myth. So that actually, if you want to trace it based off mythology, that is actually where the first instance in Kemetic information demonstrates where patriarchy arisen. They want us to believe that Isis, that Aset told everybody in the hood to start worshiping Asar's penis. And you're like, WTF? Worship his penis? For what?
What the fuck?
Exactly. Well, I mean, worshiping his penis. Now, you know, I'm a brother. You know, I love black women. You know, and, you know, I'm like the average, you know, conscious, you know, brother who loves a black woman. But you just got to say, you know, that just don't make sense. That doesn't make sense. I mean you would love something like that to happen, but it doesn't make sense until you think of it within the context of patriarchy.
Okay. And what was that you said you wanted to read from Budge, referencing Asset and Asar?
Sure. And this is connected to the patriarchy role. Budge says that, excuse me, in his book, that Asset, she's just really a footnote. Mm. She's not really that significant, you know, of a person, and, you know, the studies on her are not that vast, and, you know, we really don't need to trip off her too much. And he says this, quote, "Until we know from hieroglyphic inscriptions what views were held about Asar, Osiris / by the Egyptians," Bud says, "it is futile to discuss the position of Asar." Think about that. He's saying we can't even talk about Asar until we know more about Asar, because we got to find out, you know. In other words,
And if you're discussing a person who never lived, you will never get a chance to look at how significant Asset was if Asar did not exist.
Damn. Take that type of thinking in kinetic studies, and all of the black queens will rise. Start using our logistics and our reasons. He's saying this sister ain't even significant. It's just like the shows that highlighted the role of the male over the woman. You are nothing, woman, without your male. That's not Al-Kubulan thinking. That's a Western concept. Diop will tell you that. Sheikh Anta Diop will tell you that. That's not us. But the Conscious Brothers have picked this up, and they're still rolling with it. Mm. Are setting nothing without a saw. What actually is the reverse is true, if you want to be serious about it. If you really want to study Kemet, actually the reverse is true. Queen, if you really, really want to tell the truth, if you really want to stop sloganizing, if people really, really want to talk about the real on the real.
Brother, you already know what my point of view is.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I'm not talking about you specifically.
I believe that the black woman is the mystery, and that's why a lot of men say, you know, I just don't understand you. You never understand women. That's because the man is not supposed to be able to truly 360 degrees be able to understand us, because we are the mystery system.
It's impossible. And I've come to accept that, and if brothers would come to accept, that's not being weak. That's being strong. Because that is the original Maya. The original Maya, I hate to inform people, the original Maya was not the balance between the male, the black male, and the black female. The original Maya was the balance among the sisterhood.
Truth be told about that, Maya is the embodiment of balance. It won't necessarily masculine and feminine to speak. Goddess Maya is feminine energy, but just take a look at any mother. A mother would naturally make sure that she doesn't choose when she knows who she is. She's not going to choose her daughter over her son, or her son over her daughter. She's going to teach them to be fair, and she's going to teach them balance. Just as when we have a problem in the community, in most situations, you will see that strong black woman step out and say, you know, y'all two acting a fool. Y'all need to work this out. I don't care how you do it.
Right.
And so it is us in most cases that enforce that ma'at, that ma'at, that right. balance.
Right. For sure. Right.
All right. Well, I have a couple of questions for you. I'm going to encourage some brothers and sisters or whoever is listening to give us a call with their questions and or comments. Our phone number for call-in is 646-716-7675. Again, our call-in number is 646-716-7675. Now, I'm going to put a disclaimer up before I start asking my questions.
Okay.
I shouldn't feel the need to, but I'm going to. And it is directed to you, Brother Naj, and any other
okay.
other brothers and or sisters who may get offended by some of my questioning.
Okay.
I'm asking these questions of your studies so that it will prompt us as women, us as black women, us as the divine and the God that we are, so that we will go further in our studies, so that we will not utilize your research and other researches, others who have researched as the end-all, be-all. We can't lie on it like it's a mattress. We have to take that mattress and use it as though it's a springboard to further our study so that we can get to all that there is for us to know about ourselves and our civilizations so that we can get our communities back to what we need it to be. So with that being said, I noticed earlier when you were speaking, you indicated that not all women should be worshipped. Not all women were on the level such as myself and some of the people, some of the sisters, some of the queens who may be listening. Could you get into what you mean by that and kind of explain that comment so that we can be clear on what you mean by that?
Sure, absolutely, and I'm glad you asked me that question. What I mean by that is that I'm not saying to disregard the sisters who are not conscious. What I'm saying is that we need to reserve our true holy worship and reverence for those queens who are stepping out into the consciousness and to the mystery systems that they created. I don't think that, now, of course, you're superior than me. As a black woman, you are superior to me. If you say that I'm incorrect, I could be incorrect, you know. So it's just what I believe, you know. Now, some sisters have agreed with me. Small numbers disagree with me, you know. But that's, you know, like I say, I'm just saying what I believe to be the case. I don't believe it to be it should be the case that a brother, when he leaves for work in the morning, or when the brother and the sister is leaving for work in the morning, that he should kneel before a sister who's not conscious. Something needs to be reserved, something special, something sacred needs to be reserved for that queen sister who's walking into consciousness.
Can I ask you a question there?
Sure.
If the sister is not conscious and this brother is, and he doesn't bow to her and he knows what she is in her divine state and she's not there yet, does it not show her what she has deep inside of her by bowing to her as though he would to a conscious sister and trying to pull out of her that what she should be instead of, you know, treating her as though she's less than because she's not conscious? How can she get to that consciousness, and how can she get to her God self without someone prompting her to do so or without coming across some information that she has not otherwise been given?
Good question. Now let me like I say, now this actually, and I'm saying this for the record, for your powerful show and for you, for your questions, this is a subject really that needs to be discussed on a total different level, on a total different show. There's no way possible we'll be able to really get to the crucible of this particular question.
I agree.
Yeah, at this time. So I'm just saying, for the record, for those who are listening, I, you know, before you walk away at the end of the program, just keep that, be mindful of that, that this is really like a discussion worth several years, I mean, just so to speak. But
as a matter of fact, we should have you come back so we can, you know, discuss that further.
Absolutely. It's your pleasure.
Because that's something that our community that's something that our community needs. That's something that the brothers need. That's something that the sisters need.
Exactly.
We have to come up with a way to reach out to the sisters and to the brothers. Some brothers don't know that the black woman is God, and some sisters don't know that she, as a black woman, is God in herself, and she's not treating herself as though she's God.
Right, exactly.
And so we have to come up with a game plan and conversation to bring that information out.
Exactly, and my book actually has the game plan, or at least it's the beginning of one. Now, having said that, though, if we all can agree now in this short moment that we know that we're not, you and I won't be able to discuss at length the all of the ramifications of your question, you know, being mindful of that, let me attempt to answer it in a couple of minutes or so.
Okay.
And that is, let's just say you and me are together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a say that I'm conscious only because of your question.
Okay.
I don't want it to seem like, oh, well, in your scenario, how come you have to be conscious, okay? So I'm going to say I'm conscious.
I understand this is a hypothetical scenario,
right.
You know, so it's cool. Just go along.
Right. I'm conscious, but you're not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wake up in the morning. I give you the regular kiss. I cook your breakfast for you. You know, I still do a lot of things for you. But, you know, before you leave or before I leave or whatever, I don't kneel to you. Now, in one scenario where I would say that a sister is not yet ready to be kneeled to, and like I say, I'm not saying that I define this. Let me just finish. A sister, let's say you come before you leave, and I say, let's actually say I want to kneel to you. I'm gonna say I want to kneel to you. But because you're unconscious, you may turn around and say, man, that stuff is stupid. That's silly. And you tapping your foot, tap, 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 tap. Come on, hurry up and get it over with because I got to go to work. Okay? That's one scenario. Another scenario could be the sister may, you may say, well, I'm not into that conscious stuff and I won't ever be into that conscious stuff. So ain't no sense of you doing it. So I'm saying these are the type of scenarios where I believe that I know I would not kneel to the sisters. Now, I'm not saying that the sister has to be at the highest level of her consciousness, of her mystery system. But it doesn't make sense. In other words, it's like you're forcing knowledge. You're forcing a culture on a person that doesn't want to accept it. So why do it? So this is why I say that it's limited to those sisters who are walking in consciousness, not necessarily at the height of a conscious level, but at least their attitude is, I want to find out more about myself as the black woman God. You're going to have a problem trying to kneel to a sister who's not into consciousness in general. It's just going to be problematic.
Okay.
She's not going to want to deal with it. She's not going to want to come and study with you. It's just like the Bible says, you know, you're not in the same agreement. You're unequally yoked.
Okay.
You know, and that's a science, actually. If I'm conscious and you're conscious, I don't know if you've ever been in a relationship like that, but if two people have different views, it's not going to work. So I'm basically saying, give me a few more seconds. I'm just basically saying, I'm not saying disregard our sisters. I'm just saying kind of let the other sisters see who are not conscious. This is what happens when you walk into yourself. This is what happens when you begin to walk into yourself, not some male type thing, but this is the regular order of things that men bow to you, that men kneel to you. So I'm just basically saying that if a sister is not conscious and a brother is conscious or vice versa, there's going to be some static there either way it goes.
All right. I'm going to take a look at the switchboard. We have a caller, from area code 704. Is that Brother Majadi Baruti?
Yes, it is. How are you all?
I'm great.
What's up, brother?
Hey. And, brother, I think we may have some brief contact through your YouTube works. I am Brother Majadi Baruti. I am the administrator of Wuja Temple Ministries.
Absolutely. I see you, brother. Yeah.
Right. We teach the worship and reverence of the African goddess through her manifestation as the African woman. And I say manifestation only for minds who are not quite ready to grasp the concept that when I say that the African woman is goddess, it is a mathematical equation. African woman equals goddess, period. There is no break. There is no shift. There is no except. She is the most divine thing in the entirety of the universe as she has defined herself. I want to, first of all, give you a, I bow to the sisters who are in the chat room, the sisters who are listening to this program, the sisters who are running the program, my sisters, the Black Womaniverse, the work that you all do, you know, you all are my heart. You know.
Aww.
That you have my heart. I am in total submission to your will. You are powerful, and then working in conjunction with what we are doing with Wuja Temple Ministries, and, of course, the upcoming, 2010 Black Goddess Conference we're going to have in Charlotte, North Carolina. Thank you very much for what you all do. So, and, brother, your work, I have been called courageous by many of the goddesses. They have been calling me courageous. And I take that on myself with a great deal of humility. And it is a brave work that you as well, my beloved brother, are doing.
Yes, it is.
Understand it is a very brave work because you understand that we are standing against not only global Aryanism or global white supremacy, but global male supremacy as well. It is myself, yourself. I know a brother out of New Jersey. We were in regular conversation. We're friends. We're just having a regular conversation. And he just said, well, brother, because the Black woman is superior and thus and such and thus and such. And he just went on with the conversation like, and I loved it. I loved it. It's very odd sometimes to talk to a brother who just says it like it's a normal part of speech. Because I talk like that and people look at me like I'm a damn nut.
Right, exactly.
So it's a very warm, it's very heartwarming to see, and I'm so glad you're here, because it's a breath of fresh air, honestly, because I get so pissed talking to brothers who are just like, okay, you know what, you need to go to sleep, because you are tripping.
Right.
With your whole, the woman need to walk two steps behind, and all this other foolishness they get out of these books, which are bastardized versions of ancient texts that we have produced, that Africans have produced.
Exactly.
Now, the premise of the African woman, there being a differentiated, this is the only thing I have some contention with. I understand the concept of what you're going for. You're talking about the level of divinity. It's kind of like, I have an oldest child, okay? Let's say I had a child younger than my oldest child. Let's say if I've got, five children, and I've got a child that is the oldest. Well, the child that is the eldest child will have the one, they will have some bit of, prayerfully, you'll want them to have some more wisdom, some more knowledge, some more understanding than the other children. This person you would put in a leadership position, let's say they're 15 years old, more so than you would put the three-year-old, the youngest child who is the three-year-old. You would have a tendency to do that. The only problem is, and this is where I have the issue. Okay, I have the issue with the concept of who is defining that concept of consciousness. I do everything in my power not to find myself as a man in any shape, form, or fashion telling or teaching sisters how it is to be goddess. What I do is I say to them that they are the thing. This is what I have studied, and this is what I've seen it to look like. Now it is upon yourself to make that definition for you. I can never, in any shape, form, or fashion, and my priestess, it was so funny, my priestess, she had to, she kind of corrected me a little bit. My priestess is Imaku Mutshekemet, and I said, okay, Ma, I try to tell her, I call her Ma, I said, Ma, I try to tell her, I tell her, make sure they know that I'm not teaching women how to be goddess. I can't do that. I'm a man. I don't even have near. I'm a man walking around with a penis. I don't even have a remote clue of how to be a goddess. So I can't teach them how to be that. So the concept of the consciousness thing is the only part I have some, and it's just a small bit of contention. I understand where you're going. I'm just thinking, isn't it sounding like in some shape, form, or fashion we are defining that for her? And should she not define that for herself as to what levels? She should set the tones for, okay, well, these sisters have passed this type of initiation, or these sisters have done this type of thing. You know, what should, what, you know, it just feels some, it just feels a little, I'm like, are we defining her, saying that she has reached a certain level of consciousness, so we should, you know, so we should worship her more so than the other? And I'm thinking, it's a little tricky, it's a tricky thing. I do understand where you're going, and I appreciate your work, so this is not a debate. But I just want to know, do you think that we're stepping just a little bit over the line? I'm asking you, I'm humbly asking you, my brother, do you think we just a little bit?
Absolutely. I just wanted to make sure that you were finished, that's all.
Okay, no, go ahead. I am finished.
Okay.
Because I could keep going, you know. Go ahead.
Oh. No problem. Brother, first I just wanted to say that I appreciate those heartfelt words of encouragement and inspiration that you have bestowed upon me. And I send them right back to you,
yes,
100-fold,
yes,
because your work is more powerful than mine.
I'm humbled, but you've done some scholarly research, so so you know this is a good step to add on with what we're doing.
Right, as you, my brother, you know, like you said, it's very far and few between that the Black woman have given birth to people like you and I.
Yes, true indeed. True enough.
The patriarchal mindset is a powerful force out here, and it's very seductive to be in the position
yes,
of patriarch.
Yes, it is.
And so I really, it's an indication of how strong your will is. And the brother who you're mentioning and the few that I know who can withstand that type of patriarchal seduction.
Say it.
Now, to answer your question, like I said, I was telling the queen, it is so, you know, and like you were just saying a moment ago, my dear brother, this is a subject that definitely has to be discussed at length. And oftentimes I really don't even like to touch on it to a certain extent because what I may say can be misconstrued and taken out of context.
Right.
So those who will try to challenge my work tries to do a, aha, I got him now. Look, this is what he said, you know, taken out of context.
Right.
So I just have to say in these couple of moments that I'm going to try to respond to you, again, like I was doing the sisters, that I hope everybody knows, and I have to keep saying this, that, you know, this is a discussion that has to be just, you know, it has to be hammered continuously. Having said that, if Queen Seek Wisdom, okay, if she has on a blindfold, or if she doesn't have on a blindfold, let's say that she is walking in smoke, a cloud of smoke. You know, and she cannot see. She's walking, she's like 20 yards before she falls over a cliff. Me, being a man with a penis, being born from her, because she's superior, but she's walking in smoke, and she's headed towards that cliff. Do I have a right? Am I in a position to tell my queen sister, Sister Seek, if you take a few more steps over that cliff, you are going to fall and you are going to die? Now, if I put that in the context of the question, a legitimate question that you're asking, if I place myself in a position where I'm male, I have no right to tell this sister what to do, even though I know that she's about to fall off a cliff. The question is, do I let the sister fall off a cliff, or do I give her legitimate instructions to prevent that so she can stay with me?
Let me give an answer to that, because I like the way you put it. I like the way you put it. But here's what I think we should do. I think we should ask the sister's permission to touch her first, okay, if necessary, and we put our hands around her in such a way that's a loving embrace. And if she is choosing to walk off of that cliff, or you said that she's in a clouded condition, then we should be there to brace the fall when she hits the ground. That's our job. Okay. Our job is complete submission and sacrifice. That's our job.
Right, and I'm
that's,
not disagreeing.
That's our only job. That's it.
Yeah.
Whatever she wants us
right.
to do. Mine is, she told me in dreams and, like, my friends, they call them visions. She told me to preach her name. Originally, I started to preach about gender balance. Okay,
right.
I started preaching about gender. And then she said, no, that's not what the hell I said. I said preach my name only. Okay, only me. Don't talk about dudes. Only me. And when you talk
right.
about the dudes, I want you to crush global male supremacy, period. Destroy it.
Right.
So
right.
I'm like the attack dog. That's my job. I'm Cujo.
Exactly.
I got the foam coming out my mouth and everything. That's my job, is to go after male supremacy. And so in that concept, I can't instruct her on any damn thing. Only thing I can do is say to her, this is what I've seen. And my priestess told me, well, brother, you are a guide of sorts. I said, yes, ma'am. I just want everybody to understand, I'm not teaching black women how to be goddess. I can tell brothers how to love her, but I can't teach her how to be. So it's a very fine line. We have to be. I think it's mainly terminology, because what we don't want to do is we don't want to be in a position where the goddess is offended. Because if she's offended,
exactly.
we'll pull out of her womb a lightning bolt and kick our ass.
Exactly.
And it's not a good look.
Right. If you let me, finish my
okay,
situation,
go ahead.
Give me 1 second. Now, what you're saying is exactly true, and there's no problem. There's no conflict at all.
Right.
And what you're saying, and what I'm saying, but just be mindful. You have to be mindful of the dynamic of this reality. And that is, we cannot ignore the fact that some of our sisters have not recognized their divinity. You agree with that, right?
Yes, I agree.
Nobody would have a problem with that, right?
You
agree with that,
right? That's a logical concept, yeah.
Now, having said that, though, since many of our sisters have not recognized their divinity, we have to be careful how we, especially the ministers of the black woman deities, or at least that's what I call myself, we have to be careful of how we're throwing around and labeling what's patriarchy. Okay? Give me a second. I'm almost there.
Okay.
There is this mindset that has infected some of our queen sisters that are leftovers from the European female mindset of patriarchy, of that type of feminism that I disagree with. Okay? Now, that type of feminism has infected some of our conscious sisters to the point of who are saying that they're conscious, where they have now believed or under the impression that all women can be gods. All women are gods.
But they are.
Now.
But they are.
If you're that, if
I mean,
you're
all,
that,
all black women, I mean, I'm saying black women. I don't care about the other women. They're irrelevant
right.
to me.
Right. But let me
all
connect the point.
Women are. Period.
Right. Let me connect the point. Let me connect
okay.
the point.
Okay.
This is why I said it takes a long time. You know, let me connect the point. Now, if a brother comes along, because this type of patriarchy that they're expressing, I am mistakenly labeled in that category, like I'm saying, the hell with the black man. I don't stand like that. I'm a brother, you know. And as all my brothers, you know, I love us, and I love us as a people, as a collective.
Right.
Okay? Now, but you have that type of European feminine ideology that has affected the black woman, which in turn has affected the black male who articulates that he's for the black woman, but inadvertently he uses some of the same lines that the European female is using. In other words, the white feminist said, a man can't tell me S-H-I-T. Let me finish. I'm almost there. I'm almost there.
If he's the creator of all
things,
what can we say to her?
Can I finish?
Okay, go ahead, please.
This is what I said. Give me a minute. You have some of those brothers who say, oh, you can't tell the black woman S-H-I-T. And some black women will come around and say the same thing. That's dangerous. If Queen Seek is getting ready to fall off that freaking cliff, you can't call me up. You can't accuse me of being a patriot because I'm trying to save that queen from falling. How you going to, and of course I'm not saying this to you, I'm just saying in general, how you going to accuse me of trying to save the mother queen from falling and say, oh man, you a patriot. You trying to tell her what to do. So therefore, you are actually missing the essence of your position as a minister of the black woman, because when she sent you out, she said, save the black woman first. You have to be bestowed with that position. One of the sisters that I talked to, Makia, I'm going to put her name out here. So, now, let me tell you what she told me, because I don't want to tell you about what my wife said, because you're going to say she's biased. But this is what Makia said to me when she got the study. She said, you know, I read your study. I loved it. Beautiful. It's this, it's that, blah, blah, blah. Well, not blah, 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 but, you know, it was positive. But she, you know what she said to me, and it just still rings in my heart? She said, but you know what, Naj? You didn't have to cite all them white resources. And I said, why, Makia? She said, because I, now this is her. I just met the sister. She said, because I, as a black woman, give you the authority to speak in my name and go out there and save the sisters. That's what she said in essence. So if somebody comes and say what you just said, in love, if you're saying, well, brother, be careful because it's a thin line, which I understand, and I come back and tell you, I have already been blessed. I have already been given the mission, not only by my beautiful wife, but by other sisters too. So I have the authority by them, not me, the authority by them, which says if you see a sister like Queen Seek getting ready to fall over that cliff, it is your responsibility to instruct her to come back and why she should do so. I'm finished.
Okay.
I'm finished. I mean, I'm finished. I mean, you know, if you have a response. Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm sorry. Brother Majadi, I put you on hold for just one moment. I have some other questions and other things I want to get into.
Cool.
Again, this type of conversation that we just finished listening to between you and Brother Majadi and the question I asked earlier, those are questions and things that we as a people need to talk about and sit down and discuss those things, and we can do that at a later date. I do appreciate his response and his question and also yours. Both of you are doing astounding work in terms of African goddess and African, the black woman being God. So, again, I just want to commend both of you on the work that you're doing in that respect. Some of the other questions that I've come across in looking into some of the things that you have on YouTube, because I have not myself purchased the book as of yet, but I will be doing so. But one of the other questions I have is why rape women? does that not create more dissension and division with what we're trying to do with the women in terms of rating them on their diet, whether they are vegetarian and you know, how they wear their hair, whether they have natural hair, whether they perm their hair and everything? My personal point of view on that is that I think the brothers should focus on knowing that the black woman is God, and then let the sisters who they would consider conscious counsel the other sisters so we can get them up to our level. I just don't think it's a good idea for men to kind of sort of, the work that you've done is so great that you're saying the black woman is God, but then even though you may not intend to do that, while rating the black woman, it kind of sort of takes that same book where you lifted her up and kind of sort of bashing her back down because she's not what you said she should be. And again, please don't take offense to my question and my line of questioning, but I kind of sort of need and I want your response on that, because that's some needed dialogue that we need to have in order for our people in our community to get where we need to be, because this is a problem not necessarily of you, but of men in the conscious community. Sometimes they tend to do that. While they're trying to lift us up, we end up getting bashed down because of some of the things I mentioned, you know, previously. So, brother, I'm finished on that that question and comment. I'm just going to listen to your response.
Sure. You know, and that's, you know, and that's a good question. You know, this isn't the first time that question has come up. And, you know, even with our dear brother, but really, you know, it's just, it's like, you know, those are legitimate questions. You know, those are legitimate, necessary questions that need to be placed before the people. You know, and I'm not afraid to, you know, to engage in those. It's just, you know, you just need more time. But to answer your question about the ratings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, we have to come, and I'm speaking in general, Queen. I'm not directing this towards you.
I understand.
Like
I'm not the type of person that's
going
to take offense to any of this. So if my
name
has to be used as an example, that's perfectly fine. This is for the purpose of building our people up, so I don't even care about that.
Exactly, because you and I already spoke. You and I, you know, basically, I know you're kind of like playing the other hand, if you will. I understand. So, you know, you're a powerful sister. But, you know, it's like we have to come to a level of thinking that is above and beyond what we are used to. And we cannot allow certain things, and I don't want to say small things, but we have to try to understand what the intent is behind the frequency. My study is 751 pages. Okay? BlackWomanIsGod.com, my website. There is, in between the study and the website, no one can accuse me of trying. And like I said, I know it's not personal. No one can accuse me of not trying to invoke the positive frequencies of our sisters, you know, around the world. No one can do that. No one can do that because it's not it. You're not going to find it. Now, as it relates to, because I actually have a chart in terms of the perms, contact lenses, and whatnot, right?
Right.
The discipline, I'm about to ask a question, the discipline of the mystery system that was created by y'all had a discipline. And I'm glad you bring this up because, I just got to go ahead and say it. Some of our sisters just don't want to be right. We know that. Now, am I a patriarch now because I said that? Because, of course, somebody would say, man,
you said some of our sisters don't want to what?
Some of our sisters just don't want to be right, just like the brothers are. Is that a fair statement to say?
I think it's a fair statement to say based on the conditions we've been put through. However, the thing is, if your book is not geared toward beginners, then why rate women? If your book is geared toward men who are conscious, who are trying to be elevated to a level to know that black woman is God, and if your book is geared toward women who know that the black woman is God, why is it necessary to rate God? How can the created rate the creator?
And that is a good point, but I respond to your question like I responded to our dear brothers,
right,
who
right.
you just don't hold.
Right.
I
think these are the reason I'm bringing these things up is because, again, I respect the work you and Brother Majadi have done
right.
and continue to do. I know that you're in the process of writing another book. These
right.
are just things I hope can be implemented and spoken about throughout our daily lives on multiple radio shows, on whatever outlet we can utilize to get our people to understand the situation that we're in
right.
and this time and space we're in right now. We don't have 30, 40 years to understand that the black woman is God and to understand in order for us to get our people and our community together that we have to let her be God and let her just let the black woman blossom into her creatress self.
Right. And let me, if you give me a minute, because I didn't answer the question. If you give me, how much we don't have that much time left.
No, we have 15 minutes remaining. I did have one or two other questions though I wanted to get to,
okay.
and I know we had a few more questions or comments on callers. So before you,
okay, could you give me a minute? Can I get a minute?
Sure, just 1 minute. I want everybody to know that if in the 15 minutes when this show ends, if we are still speaking, that you can call in at 646-716-7675 to listen to the remainder of the show live. We still have 14 minutes. And go ahead, Brother Naj.
Yeah, now, see, with the rating system is that, and like I said, we need more time with this, is that I guess I recognize that, it's more like a comment now, it's just, I recognize that a lot of people just don't understand, especially black women. A lot of people just don't understand the mystery system. You know, it's a lot of people, you know, just because you're a woman, and I think we're missing this point, just because you're a black woman does not mean that you're not in the need of a helping hand. And this is what some of the questions that may be lodged against me, people of the logical mind may be failing to perceive and understand, is that you may be a black woman, but that doesn't necessarily mean somebody cannot hand you something to say, you know, you can do a little better, you know. And even though I think the problem is that some of the sisters and maybe some of the brothers who are articulating love for black women, they don't want to realize that some of that information that black woman who's lost may come from a vehicle that you're not used to. So if a sister comes along to me, which most of the ones who got the study said to me, it helped them. So are we supposed to just dismiss what they said about my study just because I'm a man? Come on now. Don't make sense.
No, that's not the implication at all.
It may not be the implication from you, but it is the implication from someone else, and it's only because I understand the mindset that they have. That's that European feminine mindset that says, don't let a man tell you nothing, not even if it means to save your life. That's fascinating.
That brings up one other question, too. Wow. The other question was the black woman, and this is just my opinion. I know that the black woman is God.
I know that.
But we have to look at the time and space that we're in, the fact that a lot of our information has been hidden. And
yep.
in order for a lot of us to come to the space that the place where we are on our path and our walk right now in the time that we're in, some of that information we did not necessarily get from black people, let alone a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so I know that there are books out there where, such as The Great Cosmic Mother, you know, the Woman's Encyclopedia of Myths and Secrets, and things of that nature, such as Barbara Walker and Monica Soju. And I know that some feel, because these are not African women, that we should not read the books as a reference manual and read it through our African black God woman lenses. See, when I read certain things, I know that, okay, I know how this is written. I know this is written by a black woman. I take what I need out of it, and I ditch the rest of it. And what I see happen sometimes is that we get people telling us, you shouldn't read this. It was written by a white person, whether it be male or female. And because it was written by them, what they wrote is, it doesn't matter because they're not black. It doesn't matter because they're not a black woman. So I wanted to get your opinion on that particular point of view. And again, even if we, you know, seem to look at that particular situation differently, it doesn't matter. But that's just my point of view on that. I have to look at it through a black woman lens and throw out what I don't need and utilize what I think I can need. And I think only a black woman should be able to make that determination, not someone else.
Absolutely. You know I respect and love you. You mentioned The Great Cosmic Mother.
Mm-hmm.
I do a critical analysis of Soju and Moore in the study.
Mm-hmm.
I have never told anyone not to read a certain book because they're by other people outside our bloodline. In fact, I say you need to find the type of study. If you really want to read some really good stuff, find a European who uses every negative connotation about the black person in existence, where he's or she's denigrating us in 12 different languages, including Braille. In that book, you will probably find the most interesting and knowledgeable pieces of information that you would ever have known. So nobody can ever accuse me of doing that. That's just for the record. The Great Cosmic Mother, read it. I say go for it. But I say two things about this in my critical analysis of the book, which I believe just dedicates 39 pages to the black woman that they call the Dark Mother. One, I say the book is an excellent piece dissecting the patriarchal concept, its origin and evolution, and its existence in the 21st century. Excellent. Underline, highlight. But when it comes to trying to inform the black woman deities about herself, it fails. Why? Because the authors are coming at this perspective of Paleolithic times,
right?
Cave people's time. They putting you in the context. Well, when we started building rocks and we started chopping up rocks, Mesolithic times.
Mm-hmm.
How can Soju and Moore, who's using terminologies that's no more 20,000 years old, come back and tell the black, how can she tell my wife about her eternal divinity? She cannot. They cannot. This is why I say I have been charged by black women to do this work, not me. I have been charged to black women. And those who try to disagree with me because I critique Soju and Moore, none of them can come back with some research or an analysis to say I was wrong. Because Soju and Moore has a concept of 20 or 30,000 years. What can she tell my wife about her? My wife is eternal. She is an eternal being just like you are, just like the other sisters I know. You are eternal beings. So what I say about the Great Cosmic Mother and these other books that some sisters love to pick up, read it, but read it for the value that it is worth. Don't think you're going to find nothing, because I haven't found a book, When God Was a Woman by Stone. I read all of them. Throw one out. Good books. excellent books, because they can dissect the dynamics of patriarchy better than some sisters can. But they cannot tell a sister how great, just like black men, cannot tell you how great you are and your eternal existence just because she has a vagina and a black woman has a vagina. So Joan Moore come back and got the sister saying, we all in it together. That's a deception.
I agree with you on the point that, you know, no one can tell the black woman about herself other than her. I agree with you on that point. But, you know, like I was stating earlier, I'm telling you from my experience. When I read the book, I understood it was written by a white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And when I read the book, I said, you know, I have to look at it and see what information I may be able to utilize and what information I can't. So
right.
For a brief moment, let me just share with you what I read as a black woman, as God, when I read it. When the Creator read this book, this is what she saw.
Okay.
When I opened the book, I said, you know, this is written by a white woman, so I know I'm going to have to throw some information out, but I can't throw the bathwater out with the baby.
Exactly.
So I said, okay, she can, okay, this is patriarchy, this is what happened. Okay, I got that. But then she had artwork in the book, and a person can only draw from their experience. So I said,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to know about her experience because she's a white woman, and
mm-hmm.
I know that a white woman can't tell me about myself. So let me go look at some of the stone
right.
images and some of the other evidence that was in the book.
Okay.
And when I looked at the evidence, I realized that some of those pictures and not the pictures that she drew, but the pictures of the actual some of the carvings, some of the stone images, they were all of voluptuous, quote-unquote, nappy-headed or curly-headed women who were black. So I had to put out when she said certain things, like when you go back to so-and-so, this was when she wasn't necessarily saying that these things were African, I looked at what I knew to be true, just like when you went to Kemet, you look and you saw for yourself what was on those walls. So I had
right.
to put aside the BS that she may have been speaking about from her point of view because she can't say anything other than from her point of view. I had to just look at what I needed for me. And so instead of I know you're not saying throw the book away, I'm not
yeah,
implying that you're saying that, but we have
yeah.
to understand that we need to read everything but only use what is reference, what is relevant to us and our being. And so that's what
I'm
saying. I think the black woman should read everything but not pick up and run with anything.
That's right. And you know what? Ain't that what I just said? Because just like in the book also where she mentions, because you mentioned something positive, but in the book they're going to basically have a doubt whether the information of Al-Qabla and all that sacred information even began in quote-unquote Africa.
And you know why that doesn't matter? To me, it doesn't matter what she thinks and what her opinions are because I wasn't reading a book for her opinions. I was reading her book to get some pictures on what the facts were. So her
right.
opinions,
right.
I threw those out. That was the bad
right.
water, but I held on to the baby.
But still, in a courtroom, Queen, you always have to factor in the motive of the witness. In this situation, the motive of the witness must be brought into context because we're saying, why is this woman, who's not of Al-Qabalan descent, questioning whether the sacred knowledge even came out of Africa? The hell?
Yeah, and because she's not a black woman, she can question all that she wants. That part isn't even important to me. Just like when I look at your book, you have a lot of information in it. I'm not going to just throw your book away because you're a black man, because you're not a black woman. I'm not going to read your book. Your book.
Some will, though. Some will, though.
Huh?
I said some will, though.
But I can't worry about the some that will. I can only worry about the people who get the book and get the point that you're trying to put across. I'm not going to disregard your comments. I may not agree with every last word that was printed out in the book, but the gist of the book, the point of view, the pictures that were taken in the book, fabulous, wonderful. I'm going to hold on to that baby. I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater just because you're a man. That doesn't disregard your point of view and some of the things that you brought to the table when you put your heart and your soul into that book.
Absolutely.
It's just that some people have different points of view about things, and instead of us always being so critical of instead of us being critical of who
we have to be critical of. We
instead
have to
of
be critical.
Always,
like you said,
well, let me say this here. A man always has to be critical. A black woman knows what's truth when she sees it. If she knows
and
who she really is. If she doesn't know who she really is, then she needs to be brought up to that level. But while she's being brought up to that level, we cannot bash her over the head while we're doing that. And I'm not, again, I'm
right,
saying this
right,
so you won't,
right.
I'm saying this so the listeners will not assume that I'm saying that you're doing that, because that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying
is
we as goddess have to be careful about, I'm going to read this book and I'm not going to read that one. Just like
right.
the Bible, we couldn't trust preachers to cut and paste certain scriptures out of the Bible. It's always good to read a whole book so you can come up with your own synopsis and hypothesis about what went on.
Right. I said,
so,
saying, I didn't say disagree with the, I mean, I didn't say throw the woman, the two women.
No, you didn't.
Book away. I was just saying that if I
we
bet
need
you.
Our own books. We need our
I
own.
Bet you. And that's the bottom line. And although a black man or a black woman cannot tell you, Queen Seek, about your divinity and the rest of the sisters' divinity, a black man is closer through biology with his metaphysical connection to you to be assigned to give you information more so quicker than somebody outside the bloodline. That's my argument.
Indeed, I totally agree with that. I agree with that someone within our bloodline will be willing to give us accurate information more so than
exactly.
someone outside of that. I totally agree with that. We do have a couple of people that are on the switchboard, so I'm going to see if I can open up a few of the lines to see what some of the comments and questions are. We are no longer streaming, so if you're not on the line, if you're not on the line, you can't even hear me right now. But I do want to thank everyone for tuning in today. I want to thank
right.
Brother Nosh for coming on. And, again, I extend invitation to him to come back to the Black Womaniverse so that we can start discussing how do we reach our people that are not on the level that we are. How do we reach them and what way can we get to them without making them feel less than or other than they are? You know, because we are divine in our true nature. We just need to all get to this level where we can be our best for our people in our community. So let me go to the lines. We have a caller from the 313 area code. Could you state your name and the area you're calling from?
My name is Adwa, and I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan. And I'm calling because I want to say to Brother Nosh that I really appreciate his writing. And I really want to say to sisters is that often we feel our power in our senses, and yet because of our circumstances, we suppress it. Now, I'm speaking of myself. I'm not directing this at anybody, but maybe somebody out there can hear me and feel where I'm coming from. I am a mother of three sons, beautiful
mm-hmm.
men, and I was in a marriage where my husband was the final authority and the head of the house. And because I loved my children and wanted to provide them with the things that they needed and some of what they wanted, I stayed in a relationship, suppressed my power, denied my sons of a whole woman. There's a number of things that we do to accommodate the situations that we're in as women. And I just want to say that all women, particularly black women, feel this energy within us. If it's that we're intuitive, that we know what the brother's getting ready to say, or we're thinking ahead a week, 2 weeks. And not only that, we also think of ourselves in any given situation. Whatever the circumstance is, we're thinking of ourselves and we're thinking of the greater good of the whole body. And so that is a powerful place that we are in. And so I am so thankful for Brother Nosh because he has given me a great deal of clarity. And I just want to thank you, brother. And I
appreciate
hope I said something that sisters hear.
Appreciate it.
Because we're in a patriarchal society,
yes,
and we are bombarded every day. If it's not that, you know, when you go out on the street and you hear a brother 20 feet ahead of you calling a sister a bitch, you feel that. I feel it. And I know he'll call me a bitch.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying? We have that power, and it comes through all of our senses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I wanted to share.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you. Thank you, sister, for calling in and sharing that information. And, again, my switchboard has shut down, so I cannot take any more callers. If you are on the line, I do apologize. Again, Brother Naj, your work is outstanding. Like I said, I need to get my hands on the books. I want to see the pictures. I want to.
I've got to get my hands on that book. When you get a chance, and
go ahead and plug your information again, because I want to make sure people visit your website. I want to make sure that people get their hands on the book. We have to support this brother. When we have scholarly works within ourselves, we need to promote them. We need to go purchase these books. We need to listen to their lectures. You know, we need to do that. So go ahead, brother, your website, your contact information. How can people reach you, and how can they get to your website?
No doubt. Go to blackwomanisgod.com. You can do .com, .net, .biz, .us. We own all of them, so, but the regular one is Black Woman.
That's how you Black do it.
Woman. That's right, blackwomanisgod.com. Now, what I wanted to say to you, sister, to reciprocate my love for you, is that whenever you get to study, if you want, you can bring me back after you've analyzed it, and what I'll do is give out a free study, the whole the book, the 751-page study, the Temple of Karnak DVD, and the slideshow to one of your listeners that you will be able to choose the winner from. So whenever you're ready, you buy a book, I'll have a study ready to be sent out to whoever you decide the rules of whoever will win the study. But my website is blackwomanisgod.com. And from there you can just, you know, you can just browse or whatever. And like I was saying earlier, you won't find nothing negative about the black woman coming from my lips or my work. Now, you may, like in the blog, you may find it's a different area of analysis. And I warn the readers before they go into the blog that it's a different area, so you may find different words, different phrases that it's for a mature audience. So just keep that in mind. But the bottom line is that the essence of my work is to increase the frequency levels of the black woman, and with, you know, our we have some wonderful sister regular posters like Carolyn, Zambriana, Ariel, Mykia. I mean, these sisters are really holding it down. You know, you barely hear something from me in there. So I'm just saying, come over to blackwomanisgod.com. Enjoy yourself. There's statistics. There's information. It's a think tank. It's a think tank. If you want to think, come over there. Enjoy yourself. Got music over there and everything. So,
all right. Well, y'all heard it live from the author of The Cosmic Study, or HEMA. He's giving out his information. Get in contact with him, and I will purchase that book. So look forward to me picking a winner to get a free book from Naj, Cosmic Study, or HEMA. Brother, again, I publicly extend another invitation out to you to come back so we can, you know, have a conversation about what we can do to, you know, get our communities up to the level they need to be so that we know that the black woman is God. So we will, you know, converse off the air in reference to that. But, again, I do want to have you back on, so hopefully we'll be able to get that done shortly.
Okay. Thanks once more to you, Queen, for allowing me to share some space with you. It was my honor. The honor was completely mine.
All right. Thank you. Peace.